could see good old girl June doing that.
Yeah.
She'd put this in her coffee.
But it would have to be...
You'd have to dilute it down.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a really dark...
But what about the coffee? What about the diabetes? Nobody thinks about the diabetes.
It's there. All of it.
Yeah.
Oh, with this one?
Mm. All right, so what...
So sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nobody likes sticky balls.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have very thick balls.
Barely.
Okay.
Yeah. Big, Uno. Thick, sticky balls are getting a one.
All right. Uno mas. Yeah. Okay. Number 11 is a chiller, and it is the pink lemon squeezy.
Because nothing tastes better after this thick, creamy like... hazelnut than pink lemonade.
This, like, reminds me of, like,
orange wine with natural flavors.
It's pink lemonade. It's a little overly sweet, but it's not terrible. It's not as good as the grape, but it's...
This reminds me...
You can do it.
...of that dairy pink lemonade. Yes. I don't know if you guys ever had that.
Yes, 100%. That's what I was trying to think of before...
That or maybe
stuff in the plastic.
Maybe country time, but
yeah.
I don't hate this.
Mouth will ever be the same after that cookie nookie.
Yeah,
when there was cookie nookie in my mouth,
I would give this one less than the grape. Whatever we gave the grape, yeah,
yeah. I think it's a solid three. It's drinkable.
Okay, right. So there we go.
These would probably all be better slushies, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
100%.
The stuff that came out of this ball was white.
Yeah. Are we drinking milk? Is this alcoholic milk?
No.
We got questions.
Number 12 is the horchata.
Oh, okay. I'm barely getting cinnamon on the nose. Barely.
A little bit of cinnamon,
put the horchata.
So this is vodka other than standard orange wine and cream.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And why do you have to put it on the label? Like, I feel like there's a whole industry of other than standard orange wines.
Like, yeah.
Actually, this is another one. I think you put it in your coffee and you're probably good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a coffee one. Although it's not as thick as that. Cookie
it's better than you think it's going to be. It's not bad.
Right.
The cinnamon's coming through, but yeah, this would be good in a coffee.
Actually, you know what? The other way I would use this is, have you guys ever made a snow cream? Like when it snows?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I would put this in there.
In some snow cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work. Not terrible.
No.
Yeah. Two or three? Yeah.
Was there a three?
Yeah.
Okay, three.
Julie's like, you guys are going too fast.
No, was there like a ice pop back in the day that was
horchata flavored
or something similar to
not
this?
Not that I remember.
I don't think so.
That would have been good though.
Maybe it was Pennsylvania. All right, to be continued.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is eye-opening for all of us.
We've got some information that's going to blow the cover off these balls.
Straight from RFK Jr.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So what we are doing today is the mastermind of Good Old Boy Dave and his torture to all of us. I don't know why. Mm. But a summer of questionable decisions, we are drinking a ungodly amount of Buzzballs. And
I think Kendall's becoming a Buzzballs believer.
There's a couple that are semi okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So right before the break, we started talking about the We're still on the horchata. No, we finished the horchata. We finished.
Did we rate the horchata?
I think we went 3 on the horchata.
Yes.
Yes. Sure. 3 on the horchata. Okay, talk about the news that we found out.
Oh.
Other than standard.
Other than orange wine, Sparky is high ABV base wine, usually 20 to 23% alcohol that is made from fermented orange peels
and sugar.
And sugar. So basically, it's malt liquor or like moonshine base with orange peels.
Well, and that makes sense too, right? Because they can't use vodka. They're claiming it's wine. So really, it is just like grain, like sugar alcohol,
right?
And that they threw fruit remainders into to call it a wine when in technicality, it's nothing that any human would consume on their own.
Right. It's stuff you would either send to the hog farm or ferment and feed to us. So,
okay. All right. Moving on. The Cran Blaster Chiller. Orange wine with natural
smells
flavors.
Smells like cranberry.
Is this other than standard orange wine or just orange wine? Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
wait.
A sea breeze from hell.
Yeah. It's how is it too tart and too sweet?
That's impressive. Yes. Yeah, because it hit the back of my throat and I almost choked.
It's
and that was
so out of balance, but weirdly too much of everything.
It's like too much of everything, but it kind of finishes in a way that
I just want to do
medicinal. It's like some kind of cough syrup.
Yeah, these are not.
Okay, no go on this one.
No.
We're in the one territory. Okay.
This is like
I would add seltzer to this and I bet it would be okay.
Maybe. Okay. Next one, Chillers Strawberry Rita.
Definitely get the strawberry in the nose.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's pleasant.
That's actually maybe the best one we've had.
Yeah, that doesn't suck as much.
You like it better than the grape and the blue?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Wait, is this back to vodka or is
no, this is
orange?
A Chillers, so it's orange
it was
wine.
The other margarita one, I like just the lime Rita, I thought was pretty good. This one's
agave wine.
I'm telling you, man, the Chillers are the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chillers are pretty good.
I just want to try the other than standard orange wine, like as
like
a reference
straight?
Point. Yeah. That's my new goal in life.
Hey, Buzzballs.
This strawberry Rita thing.
We need you to send us about 2 gallons.
Strawberry Rita, are we going 3?
Oh, no.
3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 4?
I'd go 4. Yeah. I'd go 4.
All right.
Oh, God, if we gave it a
false standard metric scale.
By the Buzzball scale.
Number 15 is going to be the Choco Chiller.
Choco.
Okay.
It smells like chalk.
Orange wine with cream and other flavors.
Mm-hmm. Other?
other flavors. Yeah, like, you know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, gosh, no.
That's so astringent and sweet, like, and also, it's like you said, how can they do that at the same time?
I don't think coffee would save this.
No, but it's got, like, a really weird fake chocolate flavor. I've had some, like, cheap, chewy chocolate taffy before that tastes like this.
Oh, have interesting. You ever, yeah, it's like that chocolate wine if you've ever had chocolate wine.
Have you ever tasted like the Hershey's chocolate syrup straight?
Yeah.
And it's got that weird, it's like that.
It's intense, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost, it's too much sugar. You're like your mind can't process it.
Hey, Jules, are there still more balls after this? I mean,
we're continuing with the balls. Okay.
I'm not sure my stomach can process
it. So the Choco Chiller.
That's
2?
This. Like no, this. It's this.
2.
Oh, you thought it was bad?
It was terrible, yeah.
1?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Negative 1.
Yeah. I like this.
Okay. Number 16 is a watermelon smash cocktail.
Ooh.
Okay. And this one is premium vodka with natural flavors and certified
colors. Definitely smells like watermelon and citrus on the nose.
You know what?
Smells like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
I'm afraid, though, because bad watermelon is like when my
it tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it does. They're using the same fake flavor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, straight
that
up
is,
watermelon
Jolly Rancher.
I think this is the best of the cocktails
it is,
so far.
It actually.
Wait,
yeah,
this
it's
is a cocktail one?
Yeah.
The vodka?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not overly sweet. Yeah, this one's pretty.
You've got a little bit
decent.
Of citrus. You got the watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, again.
In context.
On the Buzzball scale.
On the Buzzball scale? Yeah. Yeah.
Three?
No, I think Kendall went four.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
I think we're just riding along with Kendall. On
another creamy one.
Is another creamy one. And this one is what the?
Pina colada.
Pina colada.
If you like pina coladas.
Yeah, it smells like suntan lotion.
A really good pina colada
pineapple
is one of the
colada. So other than drinks. Standard orange wine and orange wine. So other
this
than
is not
standard
that.
Can I and orange wine.
Can I change my name to other than standard?
With
Sparky?
Cream, natural pineapple, and coconut flavors.
Yeah, tastes like suntan lotion.
Oh, uh-huh.
A lot of fake coconut there.
Yeah, it's coconut, and then there's the pineapple. Yep.
You found the pineapple?
And so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
So sweet.
Pretty bad.
Are we still going?
One more.
Go, go, go. What about the big one?
So what is it?
Oh, this is a
what
one.
What are you rating it?
Oh, sorry.
It's a one.
One.
One? Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right. And so we're going to do two more.
Lightning round. Let's go, go, go.
Lightning round.
So the green one?
The green one. What is the green one, Dave?
Apple.
Green one is forbidden apple.
Also Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher. It's a green apple.
Green apple Jolly Rancher, straight up.
100%. Not, these are both Jolly Rancher flavors. I'm going to give it a three.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah, I can go with a three.
Okay.
That's number 18, and then number 19.
I can't wait to put this big ball in my mouth.
The big ball.
30 seconds.
Because what? The regular ones are about the size of a tennis ball, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is the size of a pomelo?
Or a large grapefruit?
Yes.
Or cantaloupe.
Maybe even a cantaloupe.
Chili lime, chili mango.
I have to say, I like the pouring mechanism on this one.
Yes, yes. Like, it's less of spilly.
Yeah,
this one is a chili mango chiller, and it's agave wine with natural flavors.
Ooh, that's got a little heat to it, man. Are you
chili mango? Oh, God. Did we shake it well?
Yeah, that is not too bad.
Three? Okay.
Chili mango. Yeah, I like the little bit of spice.
Well, that is going to do it for today. That was 19 buzz balls.
That's a lot of balls.
In an episode.
That's true. I don't think anybody's taken that many balls.
Holy cow. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
Yeah, we made it.
We did. Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Sparky, thanks so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be a part of this Buzzball Bukkake.
Good boy Dave.
I like this.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Of course you do, because you came up with it.
Oh.
Okay, this is good old gal Juliana. Thank you so much for staying to the end. And mind your balls, folks. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
My stomach hurts.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Yo, You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find. The queerest of the queer, the strangest of the strange. This is what he pays me for. I'll show you how it's done.
Deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer, because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
No. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Oh.